Well, 2020 has come and it's almost gone. And what a crazy year this has been. And I'm not just talking about the pandemic that's wreaking havoc all around the world right now. I'm also talking about how prolific Hasbro has been with their releases. So let's rewind the clock a little bit. And let's talk about all these Marvel Legends that we got in 2020. What is going on, you guys? My name is Ramney, and this is an Oral History of Marvel Legends podcast. Welcome, you guys, to episode two of the Oral History of Marvel Legends podcast. My name is Ramney, as I've mentioned, and here we are going to talk about all of the Marvel Legends figures that came out in 2020. This is going to be a two-parter, I think. I did initially try to record this the first time, and it went over. I guess I have a lot to say. I didn't realize. But yeah, let's talk about the releases that came out this year. And then, yeah, so this is part one. Part two is going to come out shortly after this. And then hopefully after that, I'll talk about the top figures that came out, the best figures, in my opinion, that came out this year. So anyway, so first off, I do want to say thank you to you guys who have listened to the very first episode. not many of you, but hopefully, we'll keep this momentum going here. I do also want to mention that I feel fortunate to be able to afford this expensive hobby. I could probably count with my fingers the figures I did not get this year. I'm a bit of a completist, so yeah, I'm a sucker for re-releases and all that stuff. But there are some figures I just decided not to get, so I guess that's a good step for me. So I decided not to get the Outback Gamerverse Hulk that came out, and that's the one that was the gray Hulk with the beard and the white paint all over him. I decided not to get that one because it just didn't appeal to me. I don't play video games really. So that Outback Hulk I skipped. I also did not get the Hydra Trooper, AIM Trooper, and the Hellfire Club Guard. I decided not to get those. Or I not that I decided not to. They just were not available out here. For those of you guys who don't know, I am a teacher. I work at an international school out here in Thailand, so I'm an expat teacher, originally from Canada. Been here in Thailand for 12 years now, I think, and going on 13 years. So yeah, I've been here a while. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to afford this expensive hobby. I know there are a lot of people who, have had to give up their hobby, stop collecting altogether, or there are some who, who sold their collection just to make ends meet. So definitely feel for you guys and hope that you are will get in a better situation next year. Anyway, bit of an awkward segue now, but another set I didn't get was the Children of Thanos 5-pack that was just released from Amazon. I did not get it just because I decided this year that I'm not going to get the MCU figures anymore. I decided that later in the year. So decided not to skip out on this set altogether. Although it looks pretty cool, I'll be honest. And another figure I did not get was that Starboost Iron Man from the Gamerverse line again, just because I'm not into the game. Although I kind of regret it now, and maybe if I see one for cheap, I will probably get it just to add another armor to the Iron Man armory. Anyway, so I think that's it. I am looking at the figurelist.co Marvel Legends checklist website. So if you guys are interested in, you know, looking at an archive of all the Marvel Legends releases ever, this is definitely the website to go. I'm looking at the website now for the 2020 releases here, and yeah, they have it neatly organized and everything, so I appreciate that. Anyway, so let's go back to the beginning of the year, actually even before that, and let's start talking about the releases in sort of the chronological order that they came out, in waves anyway. And let's go back to December 2019, which was actually when the first 2020 wave was released. Now, Hasbro has a habit of doing that. So they did that again this year with the Stiltman Build-A-Figure wave, which was slated for 2021, but it's out now, and many people have already gotten and completed the Stiltman Build-A-Figure. So for 2020 anyway, the very first wave that came out for the year came out in December 2019, and that was the Super Skrull wave. And I was very excited to get a new Super Skrull figure. I got the one that Hasbro released in that two-pack with the Kree Soldier. I got two of those figures. But that was actually a re-release of the old Fantastic Four Classics Super Skrull, which I don't have that one, the regular release of that old Toy Biz one, but I do have a variant of it, and that's the translucent orange flaming Super Skrull variant. I got that, plus I got those two early Hasbro releases, but been dying for an updated Super Skrull, and we finally got one this year. And it is an amazing figure. It's a little small for a Build-A-Figure, yeah, but how awesome it is just, it's pretty cool. Like, the head sculpts are perfect. The effects are really well made, well done, and it's just a nice, imposing figure. And I think it's a figure that definitely trumps the old ones. So yeah, nice to finally have an updated Super Skrull figure. There are other figures that came in this wave. We've got the four members of Fantastic Four, which did not really come in the costume that people preferred, so you could easily pass on these. Although if you did get them, then you'll have the benefit of getting another, you'll get a Invisible Woman face head sculpt, a new one. You'll also get the Johnny Storm head sculpt, which we never got in the Walgreens exclusive Human Torch, so you could get those. So what I did was I got that Johnny Storm head sculpt. I got a second Mr. Fantastic Walgreens exclusive figure. That's the one with the classic costume. So that plus the Human Torch head gave me a depowered Human Torch, pretty much Johnny Storm in the classic costume. So I got, that's how I have him displayed anyway. The Thing is passable, but if you did get that Walgreens exclusive Thing, If you didn't get it, this is a nice little replacement for it. It does come with another head that's kind of a very artist specific. Was it John Byrne that had a head that did the head like this? So that's pretty nice to have. Anyway, there are other figures that came in this wave. You got the Doctor Doom, which is the definitive Doctor Doom. I know that we've had a number of Doctor Dooms released by Toy Biz and Hasbro, but I believe this one right here is probably the best one, best bang for your buck, the one that should be on your display. That's how awesome this figure is. And again, you guys, I'll talk about my top 10 best figures of 2020 in another episode, but definitely expect to see Doctor Doom on that list. Now, I'm not going to spoil anymore, but yeah, let's keep going. There's also the Marvel Legends She-Hulk. It's the Savage Hulk, Savage She-Hulk. So it's her in her gray form. So it's not the form that we want, but if you look at it from an objective, kind of a toy making standpoint, I feel like with this figure, Hasbro finally figured out how to do a really good female figure. They've had a history, not just Hasbro, but Toy Biz as well. They have a history of making terrible, terrible engineering decisions with their female figures. I guess they never struck the balance between, articulation and sculpt, and all the while trying to make the figure aesthetically pleasing. But I feel like with this one, they finally got it, because this is an amazing, beautiful, like, rightly muscular figure. Yeah, so I'm very excited for them to create another She-Hulk figure in the costume that we prefer. But if this figure right here is any indication, yeah, that's going to be an amazing figure. So that's that. Going back now to about January, February, March of 2020, that was when we got the second wave of the year, and that was the Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure wave. Now, this wave is pretty cool in that most of the characters in this wave were brand new releases. They've never been made, never been made in action figure or in Marvel Legends form before. And two of them are updates of figures we've gotten before, but desperately needed an update. So let's talk about it. First is the Velocity Suit Spider-Man, which is from the Gamerverse. And then we got the Spider Armor Mark III, which is also Gamerverse. The Spider Armor Mark III figure, a lot of people forget that is actually a figure of a Spider-Man version that we saw in the comics. So it's not necessarily only Gamerverse. You could actually take this figure and put it in your 616 display. But yeah, I think that Gamerverse logo on that packaging kind of just throws people off, because just some people just aren't huge fans of the Gamerverse versions of the characters. But to each their own, I think. These two figures here, they came with some pretty cool accessories, mainly the webbing that you can use to wrap around the bad guys who are fighting Spider-Man. So the Velocity Suit Spider-Man came with the webbing that wraps around the torso, and then the Spider Armor Mark III came with the webbing that goes around the head of a figure. Now, I took those two webbing effects and I put them on my J. Jonah Jameson. So I have them on display right now on the shelf here. with the webbing effects, like he was webbed up by Spider-Man. And that's how I have my J. Jonah Jameson displayed. The two figures that were basically updates of older figures is the Vulture. Now, this Vulture right here is a brand new sculpt, and it is really cool. They made the wings generic enough that many people, including myself, speculated that we would get a Falcon that would reuse those same wings, and we actually did. And yeah, so it came with the two heads and the Adrian Toomes head. Was pretty cool, well done. And I don't remember the other guy's name that came with that helmeted head, but that's how I have him displayed anyway, because I do have the old Toy Biz one that came in that box set. And so that's my Adrian Toomes Vulture. So this new one from the Demo Goblin wave, that Vulture has the helmeted look. It's a whole different character. Drago, I don't remember. Blackie Drago. That's it. Blackie Drago. Had to look it up a little bit. But yeah, that's a cool figure right there. The other wave that was an update of an old figure is definitely the Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure. Now, this Build-A-Figure right here, way too small to be a Build-A-Figure. Could have been a regular release, to be honest. But I understand that Hasbro has to do this sometimes in order to just, for cost-cutting reasons. So I get it. But it is a nice, like, nicely detailed, nicely sculpted Build-A-Figure. Very, very cool, and a really neat update to the old one. And I don't recall Demo Goblin ever appearing or ever made by Hasbro. I think they did when they created the Spider-Man Origins line. I think they re-released a Demo Goblin that was sculpted by Toy Biz. I think they did. But yeah, this was definitely a much needed update. That old Demo Goblin, it's just very, it was lanky and skinny, and just didn't, aesthetically did not fit the newer Hasbro Marvel Legends stuff. So it's nice to have this new update of Demo Goblin. The three brand new characters that we got, Superior Octopus, which was surprising because it's a brand new articulation in the Sunfire body mold. Didn't expect that from this figure, but we did. And pretty cool. I mean, I don't know much about the character, but very cool to see. I mean, it's a gorgeous looking figure, I think. Put him in your Hydra display, or you could put him in your Spider-Man bad guys display. So that's pretty cool. And then we got the White Rabbit. Very left field character, but a nice one to have. She's well made. And then we got the Shang-Chi, which is one of my favorites as well, from this year. I have two Shang-Chi figures, one to keep posing and one that I keep on the display. But it's really cool to finally have some Asian representation. Being Asian myself, I don't recall many Asian males being represented in the Marvel Legends line. I think there's the Mandarin, which is a really old sculpt. I can't think of any other ones. I think we may have had an Amadeus Cho Hulk. So I guess you could say he's a He's an Asian male, but for the most part, not a lot of Asian superheroes. So it's nice to finally have this Shang-Chi. And I'm looking forward to, you know, the Shang-Chi movie coming out, and hopefully that would usher in more Shang-Chi related figures, including, you know, the one where he's wearing the gi, for example, stuff like that. So that's pretty awesome. What I love about this figure are the accessories. He came with some nunchucks and tons of hands. So I do feel like one of the guys, like Dan or Ryan from the Hasbro team, kind of just gave us a lot, you know, threw us the bone with this figure. So that was the Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure, the second wave of 2020. The third wave of the year was the Black Widow movie wave with the Crimson Dynamo Build-A-Figure. Now this wave right here was supposed to coincide with the release of the movie Black Widow, but because of the pandemic, that release of that movie was postponed. To be honest, there's really not much momentum. I feel there's not a lot of momentum for the Black Widow movie anymore, which kind of renders a lot of the figures in this wave, it renders them kind of, it makes them peg warmers, you know what I mean? Because we just don't have any association with, you know, the movie Red Guardian or the movie Taskmaster or Yelena Belova or the two Black Widows that we got in this wave. We just don't have any association with them because we haven't seen the movie yet. So maybe when we see the movie, we'll be a little bit more familiar with these characters. But as of now, they're just on display. I did get this wave so I can complete the Crimson Dynamo Build-A-Figure. But after this was when I decided I don't think I'll collect MCU figures anymore, as cool as they are. Now, there are non-MCU figures that came in this wave, and that was that's the Crossbones and Spymaster and Winter Soldier. Crossbones and Winter Soldier are two figures that I have been looking forward to for a while now. We did get Crossbones several times, but that was like a more modern look for Crossbones. We never got the classic Crossbones look from like the 90s. So we finally did, and it's an okay figure. The Hyperion body is not the best body. I just don't like the look of the chest, really, on it, and like the neck and the shoulders are just not the. It just doesn't. Something's off with the Hyperion body mold. So I had hoped that maybe with the Crossbones, it would have been nice if they used the Hercules that was created the year before, would have been a perfect body to use for Crossbones. And yeah, I believed in that enough that I actually created my own custom Crossbones using a Hercules body. So that's pretty cool, and that's the one that I have on display. Yeah, missed opportunity, but what can you do? The other one, the Winter Soldier, is pretty cool. That one is a nice update of the, I think 2008 was when we got the last Winter Soldier, and that came with the two-pack with a gray Black Widow. So nice to finally have an updated Winter Soldier. And this one was pretty decent. I think the only thing that I The only issue I had with it was I felt like the waist was a little bit too wide, so it could have been a little bit narrow in the waist. But for the most part, like, it is a fantastic sculpt. Maybe not so much the neck articulation, but it is a fantastic sculpt. Good enough articulation. Yeah, an overall great figure. Now, can't say much about the movie, the MCU figures, but they're cool. Like that Taskmaster was it's a pretty decent representation of Taskmaster. So, again, we still don't know what this character is all about. So who knows? You know that Yelena Belova, the leaves a little to be a lot to be desired, really. It's a bit of a boring sculpt, but it looks accurate to the character, so I can't really complain. That Red Guardian looks cool, although it doesn't look as accurate to what we saw in the trailers, so who knows? I can't really speculate right now because we don't know much about the movie, right? So yeah. Now, along with this wave, there were a bunch of exclusives that came out as well for the Black Widow movie. So there was the Target exclusive Crimson Dawn. Is it Crimson Dawn? Black Widow, that's the one with the white suit. And then we had the Walmart exclusive one with a gray suit, which is my preferred Black Widow. And then you had the deluxe Black Widow that came with all those blast effects and that stand. Now, that stand is the first time we've ever gotten a stand in a long while from Marvel Legends, so pretty nice to have that. But yeah, I got all of them, but my favorite Black Widow was definitely that gray suit comic Black Widow, that Walmart exclusive one with the jetpack. So that's pretty cool. And then I think I'm going to end it here. So I'll talk about this one last, and this is the Avengers Gamerverse Abomination Build-A-Figure Wave. So that's the last wave I'm going to talk about for this episode, and I'm going to move on to the latter waves after this in a different episode. But this is the wave that had that abomination. That was actually not too bad. If you look at it from a toy standpoint and not look at it as, you know, as a Gamerverse figure, it's actually a really good sculpt. I actually like this figure, aside from maybe the bored face. Facial expression on the head. I really like this figure. If you take a look at the fact that it's got butterfly joints, that's the first time in a long while that we got butterfly joints on a Build-A-Figure. If you look at the details of like the spikes and like the texture on the skin, pretty awesome. If you look at the articulation on the legs, on the arms, just top notch. I think people get hung up on the fact that it is not the Abomination that they're familiar with, and that sort of immediately made this an unneeded, unnecessary piece to add to the collection. But if you did get it, like I did, you'll realize how awesome that sculpt is, and you know, I'm very impressed by it. And it may not be the Abomination that we know from the comics. The one that I know is more lizard-like and it's got all the stripes that go across, but it is a really good figure nonetheless. The same could not be said for the Captain America, though, that came with this wave. Not a huge fan of that look. He just doesn't look heroic in those. Looks like a baseball catcher is what he looks like. Just not a fan of that costume. I did not get the Starboost Iron Man, which I don't think is a part of this wave officially. I think it's an exclusive that came out the same time that this wave did. So I didn't get that one. But there were a few figures that I was very excited about. Mach 1, finally, because, we need an original Thunderbolts lineup. We got Songbird already, and we got Citizen V, so we got Mach 1 next. We finally got an updated Mar-Vell, so that's pretty cool, because the last Mar-Vell we got is way too small. It was built on that Toy Biz Bullseye body that's super outdated by now. So that's cool. It's nice to have that, and it's a really nice figure too. Like that, the hair this year, they've really upped their hair sculpting, and a lot of the hair in these figures are just like much more dynamic than they used to be, including Mar-Vell. And Rage, I was actually not expecting Rage, but I remember him so much from the 90s comics. Mainly, I remember him getting his ass whooped by Hercules because I believe Rage stole the Quinjet to do some superhero stuff, but he was a bit of an a-hole. But that's what you get. He was a 13-year-old kid that became this big, huge, hulking guy. But I remember Rage from the comics, and I remember him from the trading cards. But to get him finally in action figure form, first of all, I didn't even expect it. And when he came, it instantly became one of my favorites from this wave, if not my favorite from this wave, just because of how obscure he now is. And how ridiculously 90s that design is. But we got it, and it's pretty awesome. Now, again, I'm not a huge fan of that Hyperion body, but it's covered in that vest, and that vest covers it enough that to conceal the neck and that chest. So I think it turned out great, this figure. We also got the leader, which we haven't gotten in a while either. Hasbro never released the leader until now. So, very exciting to have. This is a more updated look for the leader. I actually got two of this figure, and I turned one into the red leader from the Red Thunderbolts run. So yeah, I got two of this guy. And yeah, like I have one of the old Toy Biz leaders. I got the one with the not the big tall head, but like the flat, or sorry, the what do you call the scrotum head, I think a lot of people called it. But it's the one where he's got this big head that's like deformed into this heart shape. And that's the leader that I know from the comics anyway, and from the trading cards. I think that's how Todd McFarlane drew him, and that's how he looked in the 1992 Marvel Masterpieces by Joe Jusko, which is my basis for a lot of the looks. A lot of the classic looks of these Marvel characters are from the trading cards. But anyway, yeah, it's nice to have this leader right here. Anyway, so that is that, you guys. That's just like four Build-A-Figures. So that's Super Skrull, Demo Goblin, Crimson Dynamo, which I forgot to talk about. And then you got the Abomination. Let's talk about the Crimson Dynamo a little bit. This is a pretty cool figure, based off of the Ironmonger slash Mandroid kind of body from a while back, but that extra sculpt, extra new pieces makes it completely different, and different enough that it stands out on the shelf, I think. Pretty cool to have this Crimson Dynamo, although I would like to have more of the classic Crimson Dynamo figures, which I'm sure we'll get eventually, you know. Anyway, so that's four Build-A-Figures. We got five more waves to go. So we'll talk about that in a different episode. So I'm going to end it right here for now. So we'll continue on with part two. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble a little bit. And yeah, let me know what you guys think. Make sure you guys find me on Instagram at Articulatrix. And this has been Ramney. I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you guys, in the next one.